Hare Krishna. Thank you for the kind invitation, kind introduction, and welcome all of you, Kanhaiya Desh devotees. My greatest fortune to connect with Kanhaiya Desh devotees for the first time, and it was my great pleasure to accept this proposal. Without wasting much time, I think we have 1 hour. Do we have 1 hour?
Yes, Prabhu.
And then question answers also?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, so you conduct the question answer session by the questions coming in the chat. You can read out to me one by one and I will answer after the lecture is over.
Yes.
And do not...
Sorry. So all the devotees, what specialty of Prabhu is that he knows that, I mean, he is a Brahma of Kilani. He knows in and out of Vrindavan, all Leela. If anybody has any questions about Vrindavan, Bhaktana, Prabhu ji, I mean, he's a most knowledgeable devotee that I have met personally. So definitely Prabhu ji, anybody can ask.
So, I have no problems. You can ask questions and I can answer. Don't worry about my timings. 9:15, 9:30, 9:45 is okay for me, Indian time. So, Magyanatimirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Today is a truly an auspicious day. Janmashtami also is a very auspicious day. And Janmashtami is publicly very auspicious, publicly very famous day. Radhashtami is privately a very holy day. Only those fortunate souls who are introduced to her, who know her through the grace of Guru, through the grace of great souls, can understand and celebrate this wonderful festival. So we being the participants of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, we are most blessed to understand the principle of Radharani, to relish the principle of Radharani, and to incorporate the principle of Radharani in our life in practical ways because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's extraordinary mercy, especially for us who are in Gaudiya Sampradaya. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita has explained about Radha Tattva in Adi Lila 4th chapter, Madhya Lila 8th chapter, 21st chapter, many chapters. It's a great fortune in one sense, if you understand. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't have Radharani's mention directly. She is indirectly mentioned because Shukadev Goswami, being the closest associate of Srimati Radharani, and the witness of the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he would have gone in ecstasy and would have been unconscious for 6 months, which he was fully aware of. And because of that, he did not take the risk of taking the name of Radha, but indirectly mentioned her and indirectly taught everything that Radharani had to express to all of us, convey to all of us through the pastimes and the philosophy that he expressed. But still, there was a lot of restriction for Sukadev Ji Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that, whatever you said, that need was fulfilled by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. And by the mercy of Murari Gupta, by the mercy of Swarup Damodar Goswami Ji, and by the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami Ji, who revealed the Radha Tattva through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lifetime, he expressed all those things in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he expresses about Radharani in basic principles and also in details. He says, Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Dehadhari. That means the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one. He is one, he was one, he will be one. Ekale Krishna Arasabha Bhrutya. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadir Adir Govindam Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the Etech Am Shakala Pum Sakrishnastu Bhagavana Swayam. Everything else is his expansion. He is the only Lord, the Supreme Lord. And that Lord, who is solely the Lord, the Ekameva Bhagavan, he expanded into two. Eka Atma Dui Dehadhari. Accepted two bodies. Converted himself into two bodies, one Atma. Was identical to him in every single thing, in all the Aishwaryas, in all the Kalas, in all the Gunas, in all the 64 qualities, with the only difference that he expanded into Radharani and they became two. The difference is she is feminine and he is masculine, he is Purusha, she is Shakti, she is Stri, the lady counterpart, and she acts as the personification of compassion, love, forgiveness, and care of all the living entities. At the same time, she loves the Lord as the Supreme Lover. And the Supreme Lord is explained to be Vishaya Vigraha. That means he is the object of love of all the living entities. For the sake of love, he has expanded into all of us as Tatastha Shakti. But primarily he expanded into Antaranga Shakti, that is Radharani. Antaranga Shakti of Krishna, the internal potency of Krishna is personified as Radharani. And then she gave rise to all the gopis of Golok Vrindavan, all the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, all the queens of Krishna in Dwarka, and all the demigoddesses in the heavenly planets. And she also expanded into the Bahiranga Shakti, which is the Parasya Shakti Vividhai Vasuyate, the unlimited multiple potencies of Krishna, which run the universe. Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chaye Vayasi Bhuvanani Vibharati Durga. So Durga Devi, the Bahiranga Shakti, is also expansion of Radharani. The same goddess, that is Radharani, manifests into Durga Devi when we turn into rebellious souls and we turn into favorable souls to Krishna's devotion. She again becomes Radharani and accepts us with love, cares for us, cultivates us and makes us offerable to Krishna. So the interactions between Radha and Krishna are the source of all happiness for all the living entities, including Radha and Krishna, including all the living entities, including Lakshmis, including all Dwarka wives, Mahishis of Dwarka, including all demigods and demigoddesses and all the unlimited parts and parcels of Krishna, the living entities who are Krishna's very part and parcels. Everybody's source of ultimate fulfillment and happiness and bliss and joy is the loving interactions between Radha and Krishna. Sri Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, expanded himself into unlimited souls to participate with them and to share with them the love that he experiences with Radharani. The whole purpose of creation, even the material purpose of material creation, even the purpose of spiritual creation, the Divya Srishti and the Bhautika Srishti, is simply to share love. To tell all of us that we need love, we need to be loved, and we need to love others. And that love which we are hankering for, as in Chaitanya Sikshashtakam in the first verse, the happiness that we are always hankering for, that happiness is hidden in the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna, and then further with gopis, and further with Lakshmis, and further with Mahishis of Dwarka, and further with all the living entities. But the source is that relationship, and all that love actually originates in Radharani. Although she is the expansion of Krishna in one sense, but the love, the sentiment of pure devotion, the intimate rasa, the mellow of devotion, all originates in Radharani. That is her privilege. Although she is a very personification of Krishna's compassion, when that compassion of Krishna, which is unlimited, manifests in the persona of Radharani, that becomes more than Krishna's compassion. That assumes, when it goes and gets invested in the personality of Radharani, that compassion becomes very powerful, very effective, and much more in intensity than Krishna's compassion, although he also is very compassionate. So this is a very important point to understand. Her special qualification is that whenever she recommends anybody, or whenever she cultivates anybody and offers that to Krishna, recommends him to Krishna, there's one unique nature of hers. Although she is a supreme goddess of fortune, she is a supreme goddess of love, she is a supreme goddess of compassion, she is the highest, she is the source of all devotion, all bhakti lata bij comes from her only to all the living entities. Still, when she recommends someone to Krishna, the insignificant jiva who desires to love Krishna, she tells Krishna that this devotee is better than me, please accept him. While the statement is not true, everybody knows from the theoretical point of view that this is not true, but still she is so humble at the same time. Although she is a supreme lover of Krishna, she still has that genuine humility, not a show of humility, that this devotee is better than me, please consider him. Because her love for Krishna translates into compassion for living entities. That is the beauty of that love and compassion. When she sees towards Krishna, she is the most beloved and the most loved one, and she loves the most also. But when she turns to the living entities, that love that she has for Krishna turns into her extraordinary compassion, and she only wants to connect all of us all the time at any cost to her beloved Sri Krishna, because she knows that their welfare and fulfillment lies in connection with the Supreme Lord, and she becomes the dearmost mother, the medium to connect the living entities to Krishna. And through her agencies like Lalita, Vishakha and all the gopis, she finds out all these mumukshu, the inquisitive, the desiring souls, and she trains them and cultivates. Krishna accepts them only when they are perfect. Ananyas chintayantu mam yojana parvipasate. Then he takes care of them. Then he accepts them. Sarva dharmam parityajyam mamekam charanam vaja. Even after that, he doesn't give love. Only releases them from sins. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami masicha. Papebhyo moksha ishyami. Not dadami prema yogam. But she accepts us even though we are not complete, even though we are not ananya bhaktas, even though we are not 100% surrendered, even though we have not developed love for Krishna. She accepts us, makes us her own, trains us, cultivates us, makes us eligible, qualified to be offerable to Krishna. And they offer to Krishna. And then Krishna, because she receives offering, Krishna cannot refuse. She is referring, offering, Krishna cannot refuse us. So, let us try to understand her personality. And most important is not to, in one sense, not to only hear the leelas of Radharani and Krishna without understanding the tattva, the philosophical aspects of anything. Hearing leela of that thing is in vain in one sense, because it doesn't stay, it just evaporates. It will stay if there is a foundation of understanding of tattva, the philosophy. Then that experience of leela and the realization and the lessons to learn from the leela will stay in the heart, will nurture us and will help us to perform our bhakti in a better way. So that is why before we go into leelas, we have to understand the tattva, the understanding of the personality, who the personality is. So first we explained that she is Antaranga Shakti, she is not different from Krishna, she is a feminine aspect of the Lord, she is a source of love. She is so powerful a personality that even though Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, Ishvaroham Aham Bhogi, Bhoktaram Yajnatapasam Sarvalokam Heshwaram, Sarvascha Chaham Ridhasannivishto Matasmritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha, Vedaishya Sarvair Aham Eva Vedo Vedantapik Veda Videva Chaham. I am the source of all knowledge. I am the knower of all knowledge. I am supposed to be known from all the knowledge. I am the creator of knowledge. I am the giver of all memory. I am the giver of all memory, knowledge and forgetfulness also. I am Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Such a personality, even the blade of grass in the material or spiritual creation does not move without his desire and sanction. All the big demigods, Brahma, Shiva, all the personalities who control big unimaginable departments in the universe in inconceivable way, they are simply following his instruction. They get scared of him if they disobey sometimes. That supreme controller, Ishwara, Parama Ishwara, is very easily controlled by her, simply by the faculty of love. Not that she is competing materially or professionally with him, and then there is a tug of war and competition between them. It is a simple submission. There is no question of war, competition, or any other race between the two. One simply surrenders because of the power of love. The same thing we can experience in family life. The husband is a controller, but the wife can control him simply because of love. That's not that she is earning money or she has property on her name or she has that professional qualification. Simply because of love, she can control that most powerful, influential husband just by serving some nice preparation during lunchtime. She can put some peas and the husband will just succumb and immediately agree. Not out of weakness, out of love. So this love is most important faculty. So with this power of love, she controls the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is explained in scriptures that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so rare to achieve, that the yogis, the dhyanis, the tapis, the karmis, and the siddhis, and all kinds of people who are doing hard work into their own field of karma, jnana, moksha, siddhi, all kinds of various ways. Thousands of years in many lifetimes, they are working hard, but they cannot see even one ray coming from his toenails. There are unlimited rays coming from his 20 nails. But not even one ray is visible. What to speak of that person? What to speak of that nail? It is impossible. That whole personality who has such nails coming out of, so many rays are coming out, effulgence. Who has such nails, who has such feet, such hands, the whole body, the beautiful face, the heart, the mind, the intelligence, the whole personality, the whole existence of that person who is simply impossible to attain, he is dancing at the clap of Radharani and Gopis, and with the cost of return of little yogurt in the hand, little one spoon yogurt, sippable. And if you want more, dance more, and he will dance more. For the love of that personality of Radha and the similar ones, the gopis, he gives up his position of being supreme controller. He doesn't want anybody to know that. He has stolen the knowledge of all these people. And to taste their purity of love, he has given up his position of being supreme personality of Godhead. See what he is sacrificing. What is he sacrificing? His position, his existence, his very position. He gives up that. How much he is fond of that love that Radharani is offering him. You should understand the glory of that love. He is compelling the Lord to give up his even footwear, all the ornaments, all the opulence, all the shaktis, all the extraordinary, unbelievable powers become insignificant for him, and he gives them all up and comes to Vrindavan to taste the love of Radharani, to steal the butter that she is cooking and gopis are cooking and the mother is making at home. That love is coming from Radharani. And see her power. I will just explain you a few things. Time is very short, but we'll explain two things. The transformation that she causes. We know Ashwatthama, long story, but to cut it short, he was cursed by the supreme personality of Godhead. Such curse he has not given anybody. But that personality also, when he went to Barsana, in Pipasavan near Barsana, and called out the name of Radharani in true repentance, he was forgiven by Radharani. That's why we first only mentioned she is the embodiment of forgiveness, embodiment of compassion, embodiment of love. Because love essentially has forgiveness as a ingredient companion. Love cannot go without compassion and forgiveness also. Love means everlasting forgiveness. And she is the embodiment of that. So she forgave that personality who Krishna had cursed, the highest authority in the whole creation, had cursed herself such a horrible way that he had no hope. But as no hope condition also was turned into a hopeful condition, and that sinful Jaganya Papi Ashwatthama was turned into a pure devotee. And even today, he is staying there in Pipasavan near Barsana. His wound got healed, the bleeding stopped, all the pain stopped, and he became normal, completely a changed personality. He was totally spoiled with the association of Duryodhan. Now, of course, Krishna's curse made him, became the means to have the transformation, but the actual transformation was caused by Srimati Radharani. See another kind of transformation. We know Mahadev, Lord Shiva. He's so powerful that even Brahma, his creator, worships him as Mahadev. He truly is Mahadev, the greatest of all demigods, in front of Brahma also. Although he's his son, but he worships him, he pleads him several times. He does greatest things. That personality, who has the position and power of being Mahadev, desires to come down to experience the relationships between Radha and Krishna, to see, to observe, to learn, to experience, to realize. And he is so eager that he comes down all the way to attend the Rasa Leela, and he was stopped by gopis, Lalita and Vishakha, that he cannot enter. This is only women, no men comes here. That is not in physical sense. Feminine nature means submission, humility, service, offering oneself to fully into the beloved's hands. That is feminine nature. If a man like me has those, I don't become female by body, but that is very desirable. Because in front of the Lord, all the men are also females to be enjoyed. And all the females are anyway females. They are also in the same category. All of us are enjoyable by the Lord. we just happen to be having a physical, material, male body. But as a nature, as Mamai Vansho, Jivaloki, Jivaputa, Sanatana, the nature is to be enjoyed. Our nature is to be enjoyed by the Supreme Enjoyer. So Lord Shiva also is like Satchidananda Jivatma, but he is a special Shiva Tattva, Mahadev Tattva, expansion of Sadashiv from the Vaikuntha. And he has Bhavani as his wife, Bhairanga Shakti, very powerful lady, extremely. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhanar, Shakti, Reka. She actually governs, directs the creation, maintenance and destruction. Through all the demigods, she governs, she is a Durga, she is the maintainer of this Durga. So he has such kind of wife, so powerful. But he doesn't have any hesitation when Lalita tells him that you have to become woman. You have to actually accept a physical body of a gopi. Then only you can enter into this Rasa Mandapa, the Rasa Arena. So he is not even thinking, oh my God, what is the proposal given to me? He is immediately asking, what I have to do? Tell me how I can change my physical existence. So she says that you go and take bath in Mansarovar. Then you will assume or receive the body of a gopi. Now let us understand what Mansarovar is. It's a very deep and intense spiritual subject. But nonetheless, we can understand as Tattva that one time Radharani got dressed up and came to dance with Krishna in Rasleela, but Krishna came late. So she got upset. And she went across Yamuna and sat there across Yamuna and cried, simply cried. Imagine. She cried and there was a pond of hot tears of separation, of so-called anger called Maan. It's unimaginable. We cannot imagine. Our medical mind, our scientific mind, our material mind cannot even comprehend. So we don't even have to apply those minds here. We should not apply this such kind of intelligence or logic. We simply understand Radharani's pastimes with heart, not with brain. Not with buddhi. With buddhi we understand Bhagavad Gita. But Vrindavan pastimes of the Lord has to be understood by heart. Purified intelligence can lead to the heart. And heart can understand. So Radharani cried there. Her tears of so-called anger and separation. Hot tears. And that divine collection of water, the tears, is Mansarovar. And as soon as Shiva entered in that water, he assumed the body of a gopi. Instant transformation. You can look at the power. Radharani cried some time ago. It's not that she was crying that time. There was all potency of her devotion, love, separation, vidyoga, vipralamba. Everything was right now there. It's hot water. It's not like that. It's already existing long time back. But it had the potency as if she was there that time. And the result is, he was transformed. Because he had the right consciousness to become gopi, to participate and serve Radha and Krishna. So he turned into gopi. The snakes didn't have the desire. So they remained snakes only. So when we go today to take bath in Mansarovar, we remain as it is, as we are. There's no transformation because we don't have that mood that Lord Shiva carried. So there are two things. One is Radharani's potency of transformation. One is the qualification to have that transformation. And both combined, instant, Lord Shiva became a gopi. And he came running there. And then he was dressed up. All the gopis were also surprised to see the transformation potency of Radharani. Not her tears. And what it can cause Mahadev. What it can do to him. So they smiled in appreciation. They laughed in appreciation. Look at this person. He came running. He didn't have any hesitation. Look at him, he didn't even bother about the snakes, what's happened to snakes, whether they are there or not there. He's oblivious to their existence on his body. And a beautiful lady carrying snakes on his body, on her body, looks very funny, so they laughed. But in appreciation, they dressed him up afterwards. She rather, they dressed her up and allowed her to go inside. That means the most unbelievable, inaccessible, impossible venue and situation he could enter by the mercy of Radharani. And then he served Radha and Krishna in Rasa Mandala. Then he was brought out before the beginning of Rasa. And he was told to stay outside and protect and observe the Rasa from distance. He became the protector, Gopeshwar Mahadev. He stops and he scrutinizes the unwanted people from wanted people, whom to enter, whom not to enter in Rasa Leela. He is a guard. And so much trust the gopis had in him. They made him a guard. And he didn't mind becoming a guard, although being Mahadev. So that kind of transformation is caused by Radharani. So powerful she is. Then look at Krishna. What transformation is she causes in Krishna? The Krishna, look at that Krishna who went to Hastinapur to convince Duryodhan as a duta, as a messenger. Please give 5 villages. Nothing more than that. Minimum 5 villages. But it was refused. And then what he did? He showed his Virat Rupa. He was not crying. He was not emotional. He was very stern. He was very firm. He showed his prowess. The full power. He exhibited his power in front of Duryodhan. That Virat Rupa was exhibited. Like Arjuna saw in war before. Much before that. Bhishma saw, Drona saw, Karna saw, everybody saw, Pandavas saw, everybody saw that form. So that personality was so much powerful. He becomes completely henpecked, completely controlled, completely losing his composure. He becomes overwhelmed when Radharani is with him. He's not the same person. If Duryodhan would have seen him here, he wouldn't believe. Is he the same person? He's so powerful, he showed his Vishwarupa, Virat Rupa Darshan. So powerful, such a diplomat, such a strong personality. That personality who totally changed the war into a winning situation from losing situation. There's no question of winning from the material understanding. But he manipulated the diplomatically in such a way that he completely changed the picture and made the Pandavas victorious. So many times they had lost the war. Such a personality, when he comes next to Radharani, he becomes like a henpecked husband, losing all composure. Who will believe that this person is the same person with whose desire every leaf, every blade of grass moves or cannot move without his sanction? Because Radha's love overwhelms him in ecstasy. Now we go to one holy place called Pilipokar. Let us touch some holy places, at least Barsana. Barsana is full of love, full of loving transactions, full of transcendental leelas of the Lord, which are so nourishing to the soul. If one is faithful and one is a sincere sadhaka, under the shelter of a bona fide guru, following his instructions without fail, a submissive servant of his guru, then in that patra, in that pot of qualification, one can get a glimpse of the storehouse, unlimited storehouse of ecstasy that is there in Barsana. It's like Vrindavan Dham is total ecstasy. Huh? It's different from all the other dhams. There are so many differences in Vrindavan and other dhams. Vrindavan is superfluous, super excellent than any other dhams that we know. But even in Vrindavan, Barsana is most intense. Like you have a house and there is a drawing room and there is a courtyard and then there is a sitting room, there is a bedroom and everything. And there is some private place where even nobody can go, only the confidential, closest people can go. So the postman comes and goes from outside and some official person comes to take signature. He is in the drawing room, takes some tea cup and goes away. And some friends come to kitchen and everything, but husband and wife go to the bedroom and sit together and talk. And some close friend comes to the bedroom and talk. Nobody can see your treasure, I mean your tijori, the money bank in the house. So Barsana is that place. Many people come to Vrindavan, but a filtered congregation from that reaches Barsana, Nandagaon, Javat, Govardhan also. So there's a place called Pilipokhar. To cut the story short, Yashoda Rani took Radharani to cook for Krishna. She always wanted Radharani to become Krishna's wife in future. And daily after Durvasa's benedictions, Radharani was going there to cook for Krishna, and daily watching Radharani cooking for Krishna with such excellence, such skill, such love, such taste, such devotion. Every day she was getting tempted. Oh, this is the girl, this is the girl, this is the girl I want my daughter-in-law as. And one day she becomes overwhelmed and she puts haldi, turmeric powder, that means Indian custom, Vedic custom. When you put turmeric powder to an unmarried girl, that means you are accepting her as your daughter-in-law, wife of your son. So Shilpita did that in an overwhelming situation. That is Radha's power. Radha is such a lover that even Yashoda is not less lover. She is a embodiment of motherly affection, Vatsalya. Vatsalya Maan Murti she was. And she was the only person who had the right to scold Krishna. In all the people who loved Krishna as mother and father, no one ever dared to scold Krishna. Even Nanda Maharaj, Rohini could never scold Radha and Balaram and Krishna. Yashoda is the only one who had the power to scold Krishna, to scare Krishna, show him stick, to punish him. That personality was also overwhelmed by the personality of Radharani. By looking at her love, her humility, her genuine nature, her shyness, her culture, her skill of cooking, her expertise of engaging everybody and coordinating with them, such wonderful qualities she had. So she put turmeric powder in, and Radharani got overwhelmed, happy, and then when she entered Barsana, she thought, oh, this is not good because I didn't take permission from my parents. I just went to cook there and this, what happened was not in my control. And now how do I explain my parents what happened? How do I justify all these things? They will only question me, is that our culture? So there was a problem. Then they told Radharani to wash her hands in that pond of her father. And she washed her hands and she went away. And the pond became yellow completely. After a few days, Krishna came there. Because he cannot stay for longer time in Nandagaon. He has to leave to then disguise himself to come and meet her in various guises. So he came there. And he has seen that pond many times before. And that pond is now become yellow. He was wondering what happened. So in that wonder and wonder and wonder, asking the question to himself loudly by mouth, what is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? What is the yellow substance? That question itself a little bit overwhelmed him, and he entered the water. He entered one step, two step, till the waist, then the chest, and then he entered more and more, and finally his both palms and one peacock feather in between were revolving on the surface of the water of the pond. And the question was resounding, what is the yellow substance? And hearing that resounding question, all the Brajvasis came to see what is the situation here, who is asking the question. They all were watching that three things, two palms and one peacock feather is just moving around the surface on the water. And the question is resounding all over the atmosphere. And then, to the surprise of everybody else, he comes out. And what is happening? He has become golden yellow. And that's not enough. It's not just color transformation. It's not just discoloration. It's not just some chemical reaction. His heart is completely transformed. He is now no more Krishna. He is coming out, and his friends were also with him. They just couldn't stop him going in water. They were watching what's happening. They were surprised. Before anything they understood, he came out and he was totally a different person. Not from the color point of view, color was differently changed. His beautiful blackish shining color went turned into golden yellow color, exactly that of Radharani. And to surprise of everybody, he is asking his friends, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Friends are saying, you are Krishna, you are Krishna. You are Nandan Nandan, you are Gopal. He is asking, where is Gopal? Where is Govinda? Where is Krishna? Where is Shyam Sundar? That's a very difficult situation. They were so puzzled. What has happened to our friend? He is forgotten. Who is he? He has got amnesia. He has forgotten his identity. His identity crisis. Identity crisis now. He is forgotten that he is Krishna, the son of Nanda, Maharaj, and Yashoda. He is asking, where is Krishna? That means he had assumed the form, the mood of Radharani. not only the complexion of Radharani, but mood of Radharani. He was considering himself as Radharani only. As Radharani, he was asking. Sometimes we have haunted people, you know. When they get haunted by some external power, then they don't identify as who they are, and they ask something else as somebody else. So this was the power of transformation. Just again, Radharani was not there. She has just washed hands, and the yellow substance and her devotion and love had emerged in the water. And by the touch of that, Krishna got totally transformed. He said that for one full day, that day, Krishna was asking the question again and again, because the boys did not know what to answer. They were speechless and they were trying to console him. So he was frustrated. So he went to trees, he went to creepers, he went to birds, he went to vines, he went to fruits and flowers. Everybody was asking, Vanya Devata, Gramya Devata, where is my Krishna? It was a very difficult time for the coward boy, because they just couldn't go home and tell also, because what they would tell? It's a very puzzling situation. Somehow, after the whole day of being in that situation, he came back to his original consciousness. He again turned blue and he was very exhausted. Very exhausted with that wonderful, blissful, transcendental ecstasy experience. And our dear His Holiness Barsana Swami Maharaj of New Vrindavan says that is the first time Krishna indicated that he is going to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he didn't declare that time to anybody. He experienced that ecstasy of Radha Bhav. What is Radha? What is her devotion? And so many questions came up as turbulence in his heart. What are the questions? What is the nature of Radharani's love? What kind of love she has for me? How I don't know? I'm Sarvagya. Sarvasya Chaham Rida Sannivishto. I direct and give knowledge to everybody. What is that which I don't know that she has? What is that bhav? First question. Second question, what is about me that attracts her? What is in me? I don't know about me so much that attracts her and gives her ecstasy. I want to learn. And third thing, what is the experience of Radha when she loves me? Because I can see that she enjoys, relishes more than me when I also experience the love from her side. I also have enjoyment. But I see that what I enjoy when she loves me, but she loves me more. She experiences more than me the love in the relationships. Her experience is higher than me. I can make out. And with this little experience of being Radha for some time in Bhav, the questions become more intense. And then next situation is Himlitala. Again, long story cut is short. Gopis became proud and they thought Krishna is going to dancing with me. So they left. Krishna left them and they were crying. And Krishna left with Radharani first, and Radharani then left. And Krishna left her and went to the Imli tree. And Radharani came there calling and crying, singing Gopi Gita. Jayatite Dikam Janmana Vrajaha. And that time Krishna went to Himlitala, to the bank of Yamuna, and sat down, and he also was in separation from Radha and Gopis. So he closed his eyes. In the courtyard of his transcendental heart, he placed two lotus feet of Radharani and started meditating on them. And with his lotus lips, he started uttering Radhe, Radhe, in complete immersion, completely immersed in chanting the name of Radhe, and deeply offering his whole existence in meditating upon the two beautiful pinkish lotus feet of Radharani. And then what happened? He didn't know himself. He became golden yellow externally, completely mesmerized, overwhelmed with thoughts of Radha. And he became completely golden yellow. And this time he was grown up, not as small as Pili Poker time. And then very soon Radharani and Gopis came there and they saw this person. This person looks like known to us, but he is golden yellow in color. He has everything of Krishna. Peacock feather is there, yellow garment is there. Every single thing of Krishna. His flute is also seen tucked in the waist belt. But he's golden yellow. So we have not seen this person. So finally they discussed a lot, and they She said, Radharani, you go and touch him and find out what's the reason. So she went and touched him, and as soon as she touched him, Krishna came back to his external consciousness, slowly, slowly assumed his black color and opened his eyes and asked, what happened? Radharani asked, what happened? You tell me what happened. So he said, when I left you and I came here and I meditated on your lotus feet, chanting your holy name, accepting your bhav, remembering you intensely in separation, I experienced such an ecstasy that I have never experienced before. I'm a totally different man. Even Radharani saw, even he could see. He was no more Krishna, he was something else. And that time he declared to Radharani, I will now. Now I am not able to wait. I will come now in a separate incarnation. A separate incarnation I will spend, arrange, organize, to simply understand what is your love, what is it about me that attracts you, and what is the experience of yours in relating with me. So he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is Radharani's loving force, loving influence, loving potency has transformed Krishna into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now what is the meaning of this transformation? As Narasimha Bhagavan, he ripped apart the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu in such a ghastly way. He wore his own intestines as garland, his nails were filled with blood, he plucked his heart and threw on the ground. The most angry, the anger, the highest manifestation of anger aspect of Krishna's personality ever was manifested. And as Lord Ram, the way he would shoot his arrows, even like a fan moves, we can't see the three blades of fan, you know, just it's just a light colored circle moving. Like that he would shoot arrows taking out from his quiver and attached to the bow and arrow and shoot it like continuous shower of rains, and you would be destroyed. Kara, Dushana and Trishira and 14,000 soldiers in 45 minutes. Then he destroyed the whole dynasty of Ravana. Such a fierce war. So many other demons. Marichi was like scared him to death. Subahu and Taraka he killed, and amazing power. And Siddhartha told him that you are such a merciless person, you just kill them right and left. She told. And then so he said, next time I come, I will not use any weapons, you know, because see, this time I am using arrow and destroying everybody. So next time in Brajbhumi, he killed, but he didn't use any weapon. And still Radharani said, what is this? You are so cruel, you just go on killing. And that has made him to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same Supreme Lord. But not a single weapon he has carried. Just see the transformation. This being Radharani inclusive in that personality. When Radharani is included or accepted as the core of that personality as Radharani, the same person who comes as Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Dasrutan. That is his nature. He himself has said that. That is there recorded in Bhagavad Gita. His own words are in book. It cannot be erased. It cannot be cancelled. Oh, sorry. Cancel this now. No, it's written down in scriptures forever. It will be forever utilized also. That same personality is now changed into not carrying a weapon and not killing a demon, not killing demons like anything, but transforming their hearts. You can see. All because of Radharani. If Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have Radharani, her bhav within him, he would do the same thing what he did as Krishna and Ram. Vinashayacha Dushrutam. But he has not done that. He has transformed all those sinful rascals. It is said that Jagai and Madhai were performing sins in one day together that whole the world, in all their life, they were not able to perform at their best of sinful activities. That was being performed by them in one day. And Yamraj, the expert record keeper of all the sinful rascals, an expert in punishing them for each sinful activity, he was frustrated, was about to get depressed and broken down in depression. And how to keep the record of his sins, how to give reaction to those, how to give punishment, is simply impossible. My staff is overworked. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just embraced them, released them. All the sins, instantly. Not that now relief of sins and then some sadhana and then adho shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartivati, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, then prem. After many years of sadhana, jagai, madai, no, instantly relief of sinful activities, instantly crying in ecstasy of love. Direct prema, no sadhana in between. Such kind of mercy is possible only because of Radharani's presence inside the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's heart. So as Krishna he kills and Ram he kills, but as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he only forgives and loves. What he does? Because he is experiencing the love of Radharani in the heart, and that is that purpose of his coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is experiencing that the magnanimity of the unknown love that he experiences as Radharani inside the heart, and that experience gives him that impulsive nature to distribute that love to all living entities. And that is why he is overlooking all the faults and simply accepting one acceptance of sorry. Jagannatha says, I am very sorry, sir, please forgive me. That itself, never do it again. That's it, finished, everything is finished. So that's why you have to understand who is Radha. She can completely change the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only thought process but behavior, activities completely transformed by the personality of Radharani. So if Radharani is hidden in Bhagavatam by some reasons of Shukadeva Goswami's limitations, please read Chaitanya Charitamrita to know about the same personality of Radharani. But the same personality of Radharani is manifested through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is described in detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So you can understand about her through the life and activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So nothing is hidden in one sense. We shouldn't feel that, oh, what Prabhupada has given some Vridbhasis have told me in the past. And some people also say, who are not so appreciative of Prabhupada's movement, oh, what Prabhupada has given, you see all the people who are sinful and, you know, such fallen. What? He had so much treasure, but he couldn't give them. No, he has given every single esoteric, the highest rasa to everybody. He has given through Chaitanya Charitamrita, through his purports, through the bhajans of the acharyas like Narottam Das Thakur, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Govinda Ghosh, so many wonderful, great rasika bhaktas, their poetry, their bhajans are given to us with translation, with explanation, to understand the highest rasa that Radharani and Gopis would experience with Krishna in Vrindavan Dham, the ultimate abode of love. So this is Radharani's power. And another power I will tell you. Sri Krishna is Sri Krishna. Never even allowed Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Prabhavati and Rohini Devi and so many other loving devotees and cows and cowherd boys. None of them could enter Raslila. Only gopis, and that too selected gopis. All the gopis also did not enter. Please note that. Those gopis who had given up bodily attachments, only they could enter. Others were locked at home. There is so much intricacy in all those things. So, very selected and private affair, very confidential. Even others who were not participating even did not know that something like this is happening. Like when cowherd boys, cows, Mother Yashoda, they didn't know what's happening. How is he changing his form, sleeping at my home in the night, and one form is going as Gopi Krishna. Such a confidential affair it was. And the highest expression of love that the Supreme Lord has for any living entity, the highest one, was expressed there in the form of Ras Lila. It is Krishna's reciprocation to the love of a devotee in the highest way that is exhibited in the activity of Ras Lila. Ultimate pleasure, ultimate transcendental experience Krishna gave to his chosen devotees. But see, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same personality, what he did? When Radharani entered in him in Bhava, that same personality, Krishna, who had such restrictive mood, became very liberal, udhar. That's why it's called audharya avatar. The Purna Purushottam personality became audharya personified, magnificence, magnanimity personified. And what he did? The same confidential, most pleasure that was given to only qualified souls, the same one with same intensity, through the Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna distributed that confidential pleasure to every single living entity, even without qualification. Without desha kala patra, without this, seeing the place whether it is proper or not, whether the time is proper or not, whether the person is proper or not, qualified or not, whether he is in proper caste, creed, race, language, or whether his karma is proper or not, without seeing any of these so-called differentiating items, he just distributed it liberally in the form of Sankirtan movement. Patre apatre na dekhila sthane asthan. Simply distributed without seeing the place and the qualification of people. Only one qualification he saw. The desire to have it. That's it. I have a desire to have 100 crore rupees, currency. I need to only have desire to have that. I will get 100 crores of. Is it possible? It's impossible. There's so much of qualification required, so much hard work is required. And even you may not get it also, even after you do hard work also. But such example I gave to understand the magnanimity, what they are receiving is simply unbelievable. And why this transformation happened, what was confidential, kept by the person is confidential, he only distributes everybody, everything. What transformation, who has caused that? That is Radharani. So, you have to understand that Radharani is very powerful. She is the very essence of life of Krishna. She is the very support of life of Krishna. Very existence of Krishna. Support is Radharani. Her golden effulgence even covers Nandagaon, the blue effulgence there. Because the blue effulgence caused by Krishna, the person Krishna cannot stay long there in separation from her. So she also covers her effulgence over Nandagaon to make him little pacified. Till the time at least they meet, he can be a little bit pacified. And in a very esoteric way, the sadhus and the great realists will explain that Krishna has effulgence only when he stands with Radharani. And Radharani goes away, he becomes pale. He becomes less effulgent or no effulgence at all. One reason is because in separation from her, he becomes morose. Another reason is that the support is like the electricity which gives the bulb the shining power. The electricity is only lost, so bulb may be 2000 volts, but there is no light coming from that. So he's a source. All the mellow of love that Krishna is hankering for, everybody glorifies him as Rasraj, the ocean of all rasas. But the rasa that he has in the oceanic form is received from Radharani by begging. At Dhangad, he is begging, please give me your love. And he has been chastised by gopis that you don't deserve. You don't have any qualification. You are simply an uncultured person. You simply ask something you don't deserve. You are like a thief. Like that, words are used by gopis when he is begging for that rasa. Supreme Lord is condemned like that, and he says very happily and proudly that their chastisement, condemnation, is sweeter than the hymns of the Vedas which demigods are offering me when they are praying to me. I don't want to hear those hymns. I want to hear these bad words, so-called bad words. And he begs, and then he, whatever he receives, that he expands, and that makes him Rasaraj, the king of all the mellows of love. Then he distributes to whole Vrindavan Dham. So Radharani is the source of that love, that mellow of love, that intense rasa of the love. So, how to connect with Radharani? She's so great. The only way is through the Acharya like Prabhupada. The Acharya like Prabhupada is connected to that sampradaya, the lineage of the parampara, which connects with Radharani and Krishna. And through that lineage, that what do you call that identification, that ID comes, that code word comes, that password comes. We can decode that and understand what is the mystery behind that significant, most significant experience. So it's very esoteric and very high level, but we can still connect to that through the proper channel of Guru. Our Prabhupada and our Guru Maharaj are the ambassadors of this zone. And when we properly follow the instruction of our Gurudev, the instruction given by Prabhupada, chant the holy name properly, follow the instructions properly, become submissive, then rid of grass, attempt at least. Respect everybody genuinely without becoming proud for one's own position. Then the secrets, confidential secrets of the Braj Bhumi will be open to all of us. Srila Prabhupada spent sleepless nights to write purports to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything. That heart which was filled with love and realizations for Radha and Krishna was expressed in the form of those purports with such a sacrifice of sleep in the night. So, our access to Radharani is Prabhupada's purports, Prabhupada's teachings, Prabhupada's instructions, Prabhupada's institution, and the formula that he has given us to follow. He also was a great devotee of Radharani. His father wanted him to become a great devotee of Radharani. He was asking blessing from all the sadhus whom he would feed every day at lunchtime and beg them, please bless my son to be a great devotee of Radharani. And he also wrote in the Jaladutta that my purpose of life is to ultimately to give khushi to Radharani. Radharani khushi hobe. I want to act in such a way that Radharani will be happy one day. And then Radharani will be happy. Everything that is Krishna and Krishna's everything is will be ours. Our life will be successful. So he has laid his down life down, sacrificing every of his personal things so that this treasure of Radharani can be available to all of us. Not so advanced people, struggling in spiritual life, struggling with the senses. Still, he has given the formula to us. He is gone 30, 43 years back. But his formula is so powerful because it is Radharani's formula. It is Radharani's heart translated practically into some practical activities so that we can realize the same thing. When we follow this, we can experience the experiences of all the gopis in Ras Leela while we chant the holy name, while we dance in Sankirtan. That same treasure was opened by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that treasure which was opened by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exclusively, extraordinarily, compassionately was transferred down by Prabhupada to all of us in a very simplistic, practical formula that even we can follow in our life. That is the beauty of our sampradaya. Srila Prabhupada is a founder acharya of such a sampradaya, such a lineage that teaches us Ashlishva Padaratam Pinastumam. The heart of Radharani is the eighth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that also he has given us. Right from the first verse, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, till the last verse. From the beginner to last. Everything he has given us in short and in a very concise and precise and practical manner. So, all the glory that we talk today, or when it's only a glimpse, the ocean of the glory of Radharani, if we need to understand and to follow and experience in our lives, please follow Srila Prabhupada. And somebody is out of ISKCON, please follow their Guru. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Kori Aikya is the secret behind understanding the personality, glory of Radharani in our condition in life today. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srimati Radharani ki jai ho. So there are questions you can ask.
Thank you very much.
anybody is having any questions, even yesterday's questions, you can ask today. Probably will be able to answer your question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandat Pranam.
Yes.
Yesterday I asked that briefly explain the Leela of Radharani, Krishna's shadow, who was known as Sauhrad Gaur Abhimanyu, son of Jagla, Jagila. So, how many Leela about that? Can you just talk to
me? No, what do you want to understand?
That means Radharani was cursed by his brother.
Yes. Now, I want to understand the question. What do you want to understand? It's a big, big story, big thing. What are you looking for?
Radharani was killed by his brother.
Yes.
He became, Abhimanyu, Sauhrad Abhimanyu. So, the Abhimanyu is the same Krishna itself? Or,
see,
like,
all the Gopas, to understand the philosophy, Tattva, all the gopas are Krishna's expansion, like all of us are, but they are very special advanced souls. At the same time, when Radharani got married to Abhimanyu, it was not because of the curse of Sridhama. Please understand. What was the curse of Sridhama? That you will be away from your beloved for more than 100 years. That was the curse of Sridhama. Not that she will marry with Abhimanyu. That's not true. And because of that curse, she had the association for one decade and she had the separation for 10 decades. That is the understanding. Now, this Abhimanyu is also Krishna's part and parcel. But when exactly Radharani married with Abhimanyu, that Abhimanyu was Krishna himself, because that time Brahma had stolen all the coward boys, including Abhimanyu. They were all in Brahmaloka, in the cave, in the hypnotized condition. So that time, all the gopas and all the coward, all the calves, you know, baby cows, all of them were Krishna themselves. So Krishna fulfilled everybody's desire of having Krishna as a calf, Krishna as a coward boy, child, son of gopis. They wanted to suckle their breast with Krishna. They wanted to feed Krishna on breast, love him as child, and everything, all the desires of all the mothers and the cows, he fulfilled. Now he wanted to fulfill the desire of all the gopis also, who desired to have him as a husband. So he told his father, "Father, this is a very good season. Looks very appropriate. Stars are in that place. Why not to get married all the gopis to all the gopas?" So all the gopis marriageable were married to all the gopas who were marriageable. And that time Abhimanyu happened to marry with Radharani. So 1 year, Krishna stayed with Radharani as husband in the form of Abhimanyu. After that, Brahma returned all the coward boys and the real Abhimanyu came back. And the real Abhimanyu never touched Radharani as his wife, knowing well that his role was to only create difficulties for Radha to meet Krishna and increase their rasa of separation, increase the mellow of that intensity of not meeting. And so Jatila, Kutila and Abhimanyu, their service is very extraordinary. They just were constantly opposing, chasing, doubting, stopping Radharani so that her intensity of love for Krishna and Krishna's intensity of love for her would increase and they would get extraordinary pleasures of meeting hidingly. So this is the real understanding. It was not a curse at all. And neither Abhimanyu ever behaved with her as husband. He just served his Vipulamba. Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, please introduce yourself also at the same time. And ask question by being visible to me. I cannot answer Akashwani. Yes, who is this?
My name is Kanakamala Chaitanya Das.
Where are you?
I am from Kuwait.
No, I'm asking where are you? You should be highlighted by the host. Spotlighted. Yes, now please speak. Yes, Prabhuji, please speak.
I want to know that as you have mentioned that Garuda is also part and parcel of Shrimati Radharani.
Huh.
Potency.
Yes.
So Radharani is above Sattva Guna, but Garuda is completely in Tamo Guna.
No, she is not in Tamoguna, sir, sorry. She is not in Tamoguna. She controls those who are in Tamoguna. Please don't misunderstand. She is not in Tamoguna. She is in charge of, she is a servant of Krishna, like a jailer. She is not prisoned. She is not imprisoned. She is a controller of the jail. Jail. She is giving punishment as per their karma to all the imprisoned people. That means she doesn't go into tamoguna. Please don't ever think like that. Lord Shiva also doesn't go into tamoguna, although he is in charge of tamoguna. Brahma is not in the mode of passion. He is in charge of mode of passion. Vishnu is not in the mode of, he is in maintaining the whole world. So he is not under the influence of sattva guna. So Parvati Devi is expansion of Radharani, no doubt about it. And her role is to keep all those materialistic people under her influence in the body, under the influence of three modes of material nature. And then whenever people show interest in Krishna, at that time she releases them from her three gunas. The Trishul, she releases them. And they lets them go to Krishna. Okay? Yes, yes, please ask.
How Srimati Radharani we can understand as a Guru Tattva?
Because she is the... What is the Guru Tattva? Guru Tattva means compassion. Compassion to release the soul from the bondage of Maya and accept the soul under the shelter, right? So Radharani is the emblem of that. And Guruji is a representative. Guruji on her behalf reclaims the souls from the material world who are entangled but who have desire to attain Krishna, picks them up, trains them up and offers them to Radharani. Radharani offers them to Krishna. So the same mood is there. Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu and Radharani, they carry the same mood. And our Gurudev is a representative of these three personalities. Any other question? Any other person, any question?
Thank you so
much. Thank you. Thank you for asking that question. Anybody else has any question? Loudly, please.
Hare Krishna, Guru Kalyan.
Yes.
Vishnu Kalyan Das.
Jai Vishnu Kalyan Prabhu.
Guruji, thank you so much for the wonderful lecture. So many wonderful points that I have noted actually. Very fortunate that recently you told us how to make our home as Vrindavan. And now you brought Radharani also in the home. So very, very fortunate for me. Thank you. Prabhuji, I have two questions. One is a short one. You mentioned the pastime between Ashwatthama and Radharani. Prabhuji, what is the name of that place?
Vipassa 1. P-I-P-I-P-A-S-A 1. Vipassa 1. Locally it is called as Pisaya. P-A-P-I-S-A-Y-A. Locally it is called as.
Okay. And you also mentioned that when Ashwatthama chanted the name of Radharani offensively, that's when she came and offered her compassion.
Yes. Yes.
Prabhuji, I wanted to know, is there a difference between offensively chanting Radharani's name and the and Krishna's name, or is it the same offenses that apply?
Both names are actually same. In quality, Radha and Krishna are same, so the names are also same. But I told you the difference that Radha is more compassionate than Krishna, so her name also is more compassionate than Krishna. That is why we chant Hare Krishna. We just chant, don't chant Krishna, 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 Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna. Because what is the idea? When we say Hare, we chant Radharani's name. Krishna gets attracted to the person who chants Radharani's name, and then we get attracted to chant Krishna also. So we are chanting his name when he is hearing the name. Otherwise you chant Krishna Krishna, he may not hear only. But you chant Hare, he hears, and then you make him hear his name also. So Hare Krishna is a combination of names, very intelligently interwoven, so that you know our efforts don't go vain. Ultimately you have to call Krishna, but how to make it effective in the short span of time? So Hare Krishna. it's like short time, intense situation, emergency. So how to do a big thing in a short time? So this is a secret. This is a secret Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given.
I haven't heard this before, but this is so wonderful. My japa should be even more better.
I always request people, please note down, you also note down. Don't just finish your rounds. Chant your rounds. And then don't just chant your rounds. Call out the names of Radha and Krishna. We are just busy in finishing our round. Somehow going to get lost and get away from that 16 number and free to do whatever you want. But we have to learn to call. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is given to call. To call out the mercy of Radha and Krishna. To engage the plea, the request to serve. That's what we chant. We don't chant just like machines, you know, like computer. We chant Hare Krishna, call out. Every time we just think that call out and call out. They are ready to listen, call out. Hari Bol.
Thank you so much.
Jai. Anybody else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Guru, Dandavat Pranam. Sona Haridas.
Yes, so boliye.
So we just wanted to hear that past time of the dog being saved by Radharani. I remember in one of the...
Sri Jekyll. Sri Jekyll.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a place called Shivkhor. There's a place called Shivkhor. It is in Radhakunda area. There's something called as Radhakund area, Ghera is called. Ghera means the area where Radhakund resides and some place around that also. So some coward boys were playing and mischief with the she jackal and harassing her, making her run away and chasing her. And finally she entered a hole in the ground, you know, to save herself from the onslaught. And what the boys did, they just put some kachara, some garbage there and then put it in the fire to make her suffer more. She was suffering like anything. So Radharani heard her cries and she was a Radhakund that time. So she told Lalita, go find out who is crying. I can't just tolerate this crying. She just cannot tolerate anybody's suffering. So she couldn't tolerate Sri Jekyll's cries. So she sent Lalita and Gopis went there and just chased the boys away and then took the fire away and released the Sri Jekyll. And the Sri Jekyll was brought by Lalita Vishakha to Radharani and Radhakund. And Radharani saw, oh, so poor Sri Jekyll. Okay, take her into our association. So immediately she was transformed into a gopi and entered the entourage of Radharani. Instant mercy from Sri Jekyll's most fallen yoni to straight into the nearest circle of Radharani. That is the potency of the place called Radhakund, where she also is much more merciful than what actually she is. She is very merciful, extraordinarily merciful, but she also becomes much more merciful when she is at Radhakund area. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Wonderful. I mean, thank you for taking us from the route from Damgarh to Nilital to
Kinipokar.
Kinipokar, yes. It's very, very intellectual journey to Vrindavan.
Yes, thank you. Any other question is there?
My wife is asking,
yes.
Is Radharani more merciful or
Gaurang
Mahaprabhu more merciful?
They are equally merciful. Radharani is a reason behind Gaurang Mahaprabhu's merciful nature. Radharani is the reason behind his mercy or his compassion. So she is, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is merciful because of her. So she, her mercy manifests through that personality called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any other question? Okay. So there is no...
One last question.
No, you can ask question. I am available. I am only asking you.
One last. So sometimes, I mean, after practicing devotional service for so many years, I mean, as you said, it becomes mechanical. And sometimes you see that you have such a manner of such a token of service, I mean, not completely Bhagavatam as well. So we think that there's a long way to go.
Yes, yes.
And we see that, so sometimes we feel that is it really achievable? I mean, will we achieve that? I mean, and when we hear some pastime, like the Jackal pastime that you said, it really inspires us, yes, there is some hope after, and so far back there, anything, things like that.
Primarily, do not think that we will use the back door of Prabhupada. Huh? Primarily, the thought process is not good. Oh, Prabhupada is there. He said we have back door, so we'll use that. I will not do anything. I'll just use the back door because of Prabhupada's influence. That's not the right thing to do. You should do, we should do our duty. Then Prabhupada will use the back door. But I say I'll sleep at the home and not do anything, and not read Bhagavatam, not Chaitanya Charitamrita, then Prabhupada should give you the key of back door. That's not the right attitude. we should try our best. This life, you tell me one thing, what is lacking in us? What is lacking in us is setting up of priorities. We are not prioritizing our goals in life. We just are living our life as per our mind and senses. But priority is that this life is the only life you have got. You don't think any other life is there, then you come again and you fulfill your remaining work. Right now, this is the only life you have got. This is what it is with you, fully capable of giving you Krishna Prem, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Prem and Mercy. It's available. But if you do not access it, you have a ID and you have a password. You gave me today morning password, right, to enter this room to give lecture. And I don't even put my computer on. And don't even put the Zoom and don't put the ID also. How will I enter your association, tell me? You have given me time, you have booked me, everything is appointed and everything is given. But I have not applied that password. And how do I expect to meet you? So similarly, the Mahamantra is given, the formula is given, the philosophy is given, the highest treasure is given. But you buy that in Bhadra Purnima time and you never open in whole life. What is the use of that? Everything is like, if you have some lunch with you, it is supposed to be eaten. You just can't just keep seeing and keep worshipping that plate of food. You have to eat it. So like that, Prabhupada has given up his sleep and given the fruit of his sleepless nights to all of you in the form of books. So when we will read Chaitanya Charitamrita? When we will hear Chaitanya Charitamrita? When we will raise the relationship between devotees exhibited in that? When we will understand the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited in that book? Which we keep saying, Shukadevji never mentioned Radharani. He has mentioned it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When we will read that? So, when we hear it sometimes, we get inspired. Oh, wow. Chaitanya Charitamrita is such a filled with nectar. I will tell you, Prabhuji, my experience. I was in Saudi Arabia in 1995 for 2 years and 2 months. And nowadays it's much more open and everything, but because of internet and everything. In those days, very, very strict. You can't carry a book, you can't carry a picture, you can't carry mala, you can't carry any damn thing to Saudi Arabia. And I was helpless. I had to go because I was in deep crisis financially. So what I did, I thought, what to carry. I can only carry one book maybe in disguise. So I had a one volume Chaitanya Charitamrita. Just see, one volume CC, all 17 volumes together. And it has hardbound cover. So what I did, that had all imprinted golden letters, Chaitanya Charitamrita and all these things. So Hindu scripture. So I removed the hardcover. I removed all the photographs which were there. I just tore it apart. And I took some books of the pages and covered it with plastic and with some support and wrote down textbook of medicine and some author's name. And like an old, many times read book, had kind of blackened pages and blackened borders and everything. So it looked like multiply used, many years used book of text of medicine, as big as textbook of medicine. And that's the only thing I carried in the middle of 30-40 books of cookeries and jokings and novels and everything. I also carried purposely. So one book I carried, and believe me, I had only one book there in Saudi Arabia, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in a torn form, but intact. And every day I would read that book, every single day. Believe me, please believe you me, that every day when I read that book, I was alone there, my family was not there, I was alone in the room, I didn't have any friends, nothing, and I had to read that book. I, every day, single day, had a feeling that Prabhupada was keeping me in his lap, putting his hand on my shoulder and teaching me Chaitanya Charitamrita through his purports. Teaching me, explaining me everything, and I understood that time, first time in my life, that Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's purports are Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita all together. Everything is there in the purport. He mentions Bhagavad Gita, he mentions Bhagavatam, he mentions every scripture in Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. So most precious purports I've ever read is Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. Because in one book I had Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and CC all together. And such nectarian experiences being alone, I could see that Prabhupada was really, really personally taking care of me through his purports. Because his ecstasies of the bhakti, he had put down on through his pen in the form of those purports. It's not simply translation of Sanskrit word to word. It was his bhav of love. He was a bhakta, he was a Vaishnava. He had written his love in the form of the words to all of us. When we will read that, when we will relish that, when we will reciprocate to Prabhupada's sacrifice, and when you will reciprocate to his sacrifice, you will experience that highest love that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented to all of us. The treasure is available to you. Do it, please. Put a priority. Set up targets. Make plans. Give up all the other nonsense things and focus on these things. Then life will be successful. This life, you have to worry that before dying, will I be able to read all these books? And the answer is yes, if you plan today. You can't just say, I will sleep, I will do, I will watch television, I will go to my friends, I have parties, this, that, everything I will do, and I will like to, when will I finish, when will I finish? It's all nonsense, you know. If a drunkard goes and says, oh, when will I give up alcohol? I can't give up, I can't give up, keeps drinking, I can't give up, I can't keep drinking. That's nonsense, right? We all know that. So you just give it up, that's all. If you really mean it, if you really mean what you said today, sorry to say, I'm openly telling you, if you really mean what you said today, show it in your practice. Do it in your practice. Then you will, you know, you will be worthy to face yourself only. You will feel dignified to face yourself. Otherwise, you are cheating yourself. Otherwise, you are indignified in front of you only. You can't face yourself in the mirror also. So do it. You know, make Prabhupada proud that he did not sleep for so many years at the fag end of his life. We are sleeping in the night. Nobody tells you to wake up in the night and read. Read in wakeful hours, but read and relish all the nectar. It's available to you. If people say Prabhupada did not give anything, tell them to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Tell them to read Nectar of Devotion. Rupa Goswami wrote that full esoteric pastimes and understanding of love of Radha and Krishna. And there are so many books I have got on my table here. Huh? Rupa Goswami's translations for Nectar of Devotion. I have got Mahanidhi Maharaj's Vrindavan book. I have got so many things are here. The song book is filled with nectar of all the acharyas here. What to tell you? So many books are here of all the acharyas. Shivaram Swami's Nav Vrindavan Mahima. 9 volumes, 27,000 rupees. Such big nectar. 600 stories of Radha and Krishna are there in that. What our acharyas are given, you cannot imagine. Unbelievable. Ujjwal Nilmani is there upstairs. Rupa Goswami's. ISKCON Acharya has commented on that. I am also planning when to read. I want to retire and read and assimilate everything. So, okay. So, all are satisfied or any question is there? Yes, Prabhuji.
One more question.
Huh?
Prabhuji, I think some of our devotees, they don't have Radha Krishna deities. Everybody was eager to do Abhishekam on this auspicious day.
Huh? It's all depends on your bhava. If you are doing Abhishek to Gaurang Mahaprabhu, thinking that Radharani is in him, then it is appropriate. See, they are not different from each other. We are differentiating. They are not different. Even if you don't have any vigraha, in the mind you can do vigraha. They are accepting. They accept your love. They are not external. They are not very bhaiya. They are not externally oriented. So if you don't have Radha Krishna deities, fine. You have Gornitai, worship them. You abhishek them on this day. It's all right. Ask Radharani, please accept our abhishek. This is the only we have here. Please accept. On Janmashtami days, some of the friend of mine, he had carried Bal Gopal Murthy, Laddu Gopal Murthy in his pocket, and they didn't frisk him. So Bal Gopal Murthy came in Saudi Arabia. So on Janmashtami, when I was there, we made Abhishek, and we offered 65 offerings, and we had late nights celebrations in cognito, hidingly. So if you have devotion, Lord will accept your devotion. Any other question? Anybody?
Anybody have any question, please?
You are Manibhushan Krishna Prabhu, huh? So nice. Happy to see all of you. Connect with all of you. It's a fortune.
I met you in Gorarodha.
अच्छा
गणेश को भी गणेश को
विच गणेश
अनुराधा
आई डोंट रिमेम्बर राइट नाउ
गणेश
शेनॉय माय नेबर प्रभु माय नेबर they are in he is like in Kuwait yeah Anuradha Shenoy she is doing now physiotherapy in Nasik
Gita Mataji
ha they are my neighbor Prabhuji the house is locked now they are in Nasik
Gitanjali
yes yes ah I see they are our caste people only they are from my caste Gauda Saraswat Brahmin yes thank you I remember now Jai he is still in Kuwait now
He is still in Kuwait but now because of this flight some not available. He is stuck up in Nasik. Oh, I see. Yeah, I know, daughter is studying there, so he didn't come today on lecture for this one. He was not online. Okay, 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 you can send the link to him afterwards. Good, good, good to find the connection.
Wow, my pleasure and honor. I'm so thrilled. My Radha Ashtami is successful today.
Very good. Even ours, on behalf of all Bangladesh devotees, we wish to convey our gratitude and pray to Lord Krishna and Radha Rani to give more and more appreciation and your material losses in future also. So we will be praying to Radha Rani by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra.